The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Jill Lane, and Dewan Bennett in studio with me. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing today?
Here, I'm good. I'm going to pop a LaCroix.
Uh-oh.
You're sharing, right?
I'm sharing along with my Bernie bars, my pumpkin Bernie bars that I made this morning.
The show.
Yeah, I had several friends text me yesterday to ask me, Bernadette, what's up with the LaCroix? And I said, I've been meaning to talk about it on the air. And we had pulled a couple of, things, a couple of articles off the internet. Anyway, here's my take on it, okay? And we're going to go through all this, but I say, here's another reason I'm concerned. So both of my daughters love LaCroix. So many people love LaCroix, and I love LaCroix because they're not drinking soda. I finally got them to, they get the burn, they get the fizz. You know how I love the burn. Burn likes the burn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the high fructose corn syrup and all the junk that's in soda. I'm talking about, the big ones, all of them, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper,
right.
All of them. Diet Coke with the aspartame that is so bad for you.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
Unfortunately was passed by the FDA. I can't even believe it's really on the market still. Can you?
No, I feel like it's getting crowded out because I feel like people, started voting with their dollars, but it got replaced with something else that's, bad in a different way, sucralose. So, it's like you're just trading one poison
but
for another.
Right. Sucralose destroys your gut bacteria. We talked about that yesterday. But, and Jill Lane is so qualified to talk about this, you guys. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and the founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. She's been on the show from the very beginning. This woman is a rock star in the nutritional field. I could brag even more. I could brag more about you. I
Please
could.
Stop.
I
no,
will.
No, you're so awesome. Thank you for that awesome
true.
Introduction.
And so I'm so
it's
glad.
It's a blessing to be here.
And of course, Dewan Bennett, he is a licensed professional counselor. I'll always love having you on the show. And we're actually doing a podcast after the broadcast today.
I love it.
I'm excited.
About artificial intelligence robots, okay, that you have sex with, that people have sex
with.
Yes,
I heard something about that last week on another radio station.
So we're going to talk about it. I haven't really read a lot. I'm just going to kind of go off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be exciting.
Will it? I heard that you can't, what is it? What did you say, Avi, about the robot? Something about obey or something that you have to, I don't know. She was like,
there's like laws of robots where they can't harm people, apparently.
Yeah, but you have to obey or something like that. I'm like, what?
Yep.
What if we, I can't wait to talk about it. We're going to do the podcast after the broadcast, after the show. But to get back to LaCroix, okay, so for those of you that don't know, LaCroix is a very popular beverage, and their sales have just continued to increase as the natural foods movement kind of has gone across the country and people are concerned about what they're putting in their bodies with all the high incidence of diabetes and heart disease and everything. But so this is out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. October 5th, it stated, National Beverage Corp, who owns the brand LaCroix, affirms that LaCroix sparkling waters are compromised of natural ingredients. There are no synthetic ingredients in LaCroix. Allegations of a recent lawsuit have absolutely no merit and will be proven false in short order. Attention to these charges is an enormous disservice to those who drink and appreciate LaCroix sparkling water. All essences contained in LaCroix are certified by our suppliers to be 100% natural. The lawsuit provides no support for its false statements about LaCroix's ingredients, and they're not a sponsor, and I'm not going getting paid for this, and I'm not publicly trading, and I don't buy, you know, fizz. That's what they are on the NASDAQ. That's I have no dog in the hunt or whatever they call it.
You don't have a pony in the race.
I don't have a pony in the race. I've got no reason other than I want to know the truth because my daughters drink this stuff too. Okay, so it says the lawsuit provides no support for its false statements about LaCroix's ingredients. The United States Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, considers natural on a food label to be truthful and non-misleading when nothing artificial or synthetic, including all color additives, regardless of source, has been included in or has been added. That is true with all LaCroix products. And Michael King, Esquire, Special Corporate Counsel for National Beverage, stated that National Beverage, which is LaCroix, emphatically denies all allegations contained in the lawsuit and negative press articles related to it. There are neither sugars nor artificial ingredients contained nor added to our LaCroix products. All of our ingredients are certified as natural. And for more information, you can go to readthetruefacts.com. But I'm going to, natural is the problem here, isn't it? Jill, I'm going to let you talk.
I think there's a couple things that's a problem, and I think it's just a war of semantics. I think two of the things that jump out for me, because I've worked a long time in the supplement industry, and these are two phrases or ways to describe a product that get you in trouble in that space too. One is natural, and the other is synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So what do those mean? Like, there's no definition. And to your point, I'm on the FDA's website, FDA.gov, and they quoted that just in the statement you were making, that they don't have... they don't have a term to define. They say this on their website. They don't have a formal definition for the term, quote, natural. They have a longstanding policy that it's not, doesn't have, you know, added artificial colors. But they say, however, this policy was not intended to address food production methods, such as the use of pesticides. So if your product grows somewhere, quote, naturally, and it's sprayed with something, mm-hmm. and that chemical ends up in the food, and it ends up as a chemical in your food, and someone tests it and says, finds a chemical, they might say, oh, this is, quote, not natural, but it was part of the growing.
Right.
So how far back do you go with this, quote, natural story? Well, when you look up the word synthetic, because this is something that gets really confusing in the supplement world, what does synthetic mean? If you
fake?
Look up the definition of it, it says made by chemical synthesis. But is all chemical synthesis bad?
Right.
When we cook food, it's potentially being chemically altered or
mm-hmm,
changed.
Mm-hmm.
So is that bad?
Yeah.
So it's semantics here.
It is.
It's a play on words. And while I'm all for making sure that we're transparent with how we label food and anything, especially that we consume, so supplements, beverages, and food, I think that we also have a very litigious society that's looking for the needle in the haystack.
Right.
Because they don't have anything better to do, especially with this climate we live in.
Right.
And they're going to potentially take down a brand which... you know, I don't know. Maybe it is a problem with this ingredient and maybe it's not. But I think LaCroix has every right to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
And to sue these people back
for damages, for
defamation if this comes out to be not a problem. It's not okay.
Well, you're the expert here. So let's talk about these three ingredients. Ethyl butanate is one of the ones that they're talking about. I did my homework. It says that ethyl butyrate is found in apples. Ethyl butyrate is present in many fruits, apple, apricot, banana, plum, tangerine, etc. And it's used as a flavoring ingredient. Okay, that one's fine. Here's what they did, though. This is where there's so much stuff in the media that's misleading. You said, Dewan, that you were watching U.S. What were you watching yesterday morning?
I was watching Good Morning America yesterday,
okay.
And they were talking about this and that it had pesticides.
Good Morning America is what? ABC, NBC, CBS? Which one?
CBS.
Doesn't matter. They're all the same. They really are. But here's the thing. Okay, so the second ingredient. Let me go to that. I'm getting all jacked up here. What do I do with my... where's my cheat sheet? Oh, here it is. Limonene, okay? Limonene is the second one on that list. And
which
let me go to it.
Which is found in the rind of citrus fruits.
Okay. Yep. Found in citrus fruits. But that's the one. Okay, so they use it. It's a terpene, too, which
it's naturally occurring in plants.
Yes, 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 yes. And so that's what, and this is where it gets tricky, and this is where it's very misleading and where I'm going to defend LaCroix, because it says that it is an aromatic oil often found in cockroach insecticide. Right. Well, that's to attract the cockroaches,
yes,
dummies.
Cockroaches,
okay?
Like food.
Yeah.
You might put a little natural smell in there to get them to come the way of the trap,
absolutely.
Possibly.
Absolutely. That doesn't mean that there's insecticide in LaCroix. So I just wanted to clarify, and I want to say this, too. Did you come up with that number, Aviana, about, I know in 2013, LaCroix, their revenues for that year were $1.8
billion. Wow.
I was looking for the most recent one, but here's... $8 to $8.1 billion. You know, by 2017, it's at least doubled or tripled. Okay,
right.
Maybe not tripled, but doubled. But anyway, the point is $1.8 billion. that are, you know, sales that are being taken away from big companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, who Coca-Cola, by the way, was what, $74 billion in revenue last year, you guys.
That's okay. More than Pepsi, Starbucks, Red Bull, and Budweiser combined.
Right. And they do a lot of advertising on all those big shows on CBS, NBC, and ABC. So you have to wonder, as an American citizen and as a consumer, you know, why that story was leaked. The journalism. Who conjured it up, and why didn't they do their homework like we're doing right now? I just think there's a lot of stink in the air.
I can imagine, because my first reaction after seeing it on Good Morning America was I ran and got my wife like, hey, you have 8 cases of these in the kitchen. Like, you need to stop drinking these. And that was just me being uninformed on exactly what's in it and what's going on. Trusting my sources a little too much.
Well, you know what? That's why there's One Life Radio. Okay.
And we're going to talk more about the labels more today, though, because I think it is misleading. And while they could be, you know, we don't know, that could be fine with their labeling, there are other products that call themselves, quote, natural, that quite frankly aren't. And this is a big problem in the supplement industry.
It
leaves the consumer very confused.
Yes.
And I do think we need some tighter regulations, and we need a longer trail of understanding. Well, how far back does this natural label have to go? Does it have to go all the way to the plant that you picked?
Yeah.
Does that mean that that plant didn't get sprayed with any pesticides or herbicides? As if so, nothing will be called natural on the label.
Well, and here's the thing. So this woman's getting herself, this woman, Lenora Rice, is a woman, wink, wink, that supposedly was the one that decided she wanted to start this lawsuit. Okay, well, how come somebody hasn't started a big lawsuit against, and I'm sure they have, aspartame and Coca-Cola, and how damaging it is? Why are we not up in arms about that?
Because everybody loves their Diet Coke.
They love their Diet Coke, their Diet Pepsi, their
They have too
everything.
Much money, so you would be afraid to sue them.
Well, you can't fight them.
Right.
They're too big.
Untouchable.
Yeah, they're untouchable. They'll drag it out in court for 10 years till you're broke and dead from stress.
But I think this is part of the longstanding consumer grievance that consumers are afraid that, you know, they don't know what they're paying for. They don't know what they're getting. As you mentioned, there are many products out there that are claiming to be natural. And there aren't. And there are some products that, you know, essentially people are claiming that aren't natural, where, you know, if you really look at things and you did your research, you'll know that it's still a natural product.
Right. Well, all I know is my kids aren't drinking high fructose corn syrup, so I'm sticking with LaCroix. And I'll watch for cockroaches.
Hey, you'd be cockroach free, technically.
There you go. Your
house,
oh
no
my gosh.
Cockroaches
no
in
cockroaches
your house.
It's
at
a win-win. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, guys. It's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Avi and Lexi in studio, Jill Lane, Dewan Bennett, and I have Dr. David Young on the line. Before we get to anything, I have a correction. Okay, so Coca-Cola, their net worth is $74 billion, and last year their revenue was $35 billion. So just a correction there so we keep everything straight. How you doing today, Dr. Young? Dr. David?
Hey, I'm good. I love your discussion about LaCroix. I'm like a LaCroixaholic.
See?
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, it gives you the burn without all the sugar. So, you know, they're just jealous. They're jealous because so many people like LaCroix now. So I always love having you on the air. Love, miss having you in studio as well.
Yeah.
For people just now joining us that maybe don't know you, Dr. David Young is a licensed clinical psychologist and co-founder of Dallas Therapy Alliance, a group practice providing comprehensive and compassionate psychological care. He is also the assistant clinical professor in psychiatry at UT Southwestern Medical Center. One of the coolest guys you're ever going to hear on radio, Dr. David Young. Okay, so today we're talking about aligning with your true self. So, you know, people talk about consciousness. I don't know if they really understand, you know, sometimes what consciousness really is. How would you define it?
Well, I think, you know, consciousness, you know, very simply defined. It's funny, I actually have a book on my shelf whose title is Consciousness Explained. And every time I see it on my shelf, I think, man, what a bold statement, you know, to have a book that purports to explain what consciousness is. I think that it's inherently hard to understand exactly what it is. But the way that I explain it to myself is that it's simply awareness.
Yeah.
It's the awareness that you have of everything that's going on, the awareness you have of your perceptions. And oftentimes we confuse our identity, our consciousness with our perception, you know, that I am hot, or I am cold, or I am a psychologist, or I am a Muslim, or I am, you know, a mother or a father, or this or that. And these roles that we inhabit describe our experience of what we're doing, what we're up to in our lives. But they don't describe the consciousness that underlies and rests just behind the lens of our perception of what we do and these roles that we play in life. And so I think it's a very important and helpful distinction to try and cultivate within ourselves and really start to play with this idea of the distinction between what it is we do and perceive versus who we really are.
Yeah.
And who we really are is consciousness itself.
Well, I love, I'm reading in this summary that you talk about, if you move from Dallas to New England, does myself change from being a Cowboy fan to a Patriots fan? You know, and is that change in self or is it a change in a role?
Right. You know, I often think, you know, the way that I relate to it is, you know, I'm a psychologist. And so What if for some reason I were to lose my license for practicing psychology? You know, would the essence of my very selfhood change? I mean, certainly I'd undergo a lot of change and it would be difficult and I'd be wrestling with who I am. But I wonder, you know, a year down the line, would I be, if someone asked me, you know, are you a different person than you were when you were a psychologist? Mm-hmm. I think there would be a central part of myself that would say, no, I've always been the same person.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people... And when I say drugs, I'm saying alcohol, too, because I just feel that alcohol kind of gets left out conveniently because it happens to be legal. But you're altering your consciousness when you drink, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so many people.
LaCroix.
What?
Or more when we drink LaCroix.
Or beer. But seriously, do you think, you know, like Dr. Andrew Weil did when he wrote the book The Natural Mind, that drugs like marijuana or alcohol or ayahuasca or mushrooms, magic mushrooms, all these things that take us to a higher level of consciousness are just something that is so driven in the human experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're always playing with changes in states of consciousness, you know, going from, you know, higher to lower or lower to higher. And oftentimes when we're using these substances to alter consciousness, you know, that's what we're up to. And, you know, a lot of times we're trying to kind of regulate ourselves when we feel really dysregulated, mm-hmm. try and change our consciousness.
Well, because people, would you agree with this, that we really, you know, I know it's written here too, like with each passing day, more and more individuals are awakening and seeking enlightenment. What yes. is enlightenment, David?
I think enlightenment is awareness, and awareness comes through freedom from attachments, that we have to... detach and disidentify with our experience. And that is a very complicated process. And it's one that we struggle with over the course of our lifetime, and some would say over the course of many lifetimes. Mm-hmm. In order to cultivate a state of pure awareness and consciousness that is kind of unchanging no matter what's going on, that no matter what's going on, everything is... that you're okay with whatever is going on, that mm-hmm. you're not getting too attached to the pain or the pleasure of what's going on, which
yeah.
comes from our senses.
Well, you know, if we truly are not who we think we are, how and why does a false sense of self develop in the first place?
You know, I like to think of developmental models to explain how this kind of early on gets started. You know, when we're born, we're kind of born into... We're kind of in an undifferentiated state, really a higher state of consciousness when we're initially born, until experience starts to take hold of us and we become a little bit more fragmented within ourselves. Mm. But initially, you know, we have these experiences of, eventually early on in childhood, this is mine. This is my binky. This is my
yeah.
pacifier. This is my ball. Mine. And that mine experience starts to morph into, this is me. I am the person who has this. Until, you know, and that, you know, gets more and more complex over the lifetime until it becomes, this is my car. This is my life. This is my profession. Where we kind of experience gets concretized around these experiences, and it starts to feel like, I am these things, I am these experiences. You know, it's an interesting question to ask mm-hmm. yourself. Who are you?
Yeah.
And how might you answer that? And what experiences in your life are you going to point to? And the more you do that, the more you start to realize, wait a minute, all these things are transient. They're ever changing. There's nothing stable about these things that I say I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are some practical ways for our listeners to explore their true selves?
You know, I think anything that brings you into the present moment, you know, that frees you from the kind of distracting thoughts and emotions that get in the way of being in whatever's happening and unfolding in the present moment. So mindfulness, meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, exercise, sports, mm-hmm. mindful breathing, mindful walking. Anything that can bring you into the flow of the now is going to take you out of that over-identification that you usually experience with your experiences.
Yeah, I love talking about this. I miss you. I miss having you in studio. I do. You know, we're going to go to break. Dr. David Young, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Always. Seriously.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right. You can find Dr. David Young at Dallas Therapy Alliance. Can't highly recommend him enough. Amazing man. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at squattypotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
I love this song. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and DeJuan Bennett. Jill Lane's going to be talking about eating clean here in just a couple of minutes. And DeJuan Bennett right now is going to be talking about five ways to prevent compassion fatigue. DeJuan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. DeJuan has two master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. He is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his practice, D. Bennett Counseling here in Dallas. DeJuan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master one's self-awareness and emotional control. And I say this all the time, I couldn't agree more. Okay, so five ways to prevent compassion fatigue. First of all, what's compassion fatigue? I think I have it.
compassion fatigue is characterized by physical and emotional exhaustion and a profound decrease in the ability to empathize. So essentially what that means is you're tired of helping. Mm-hmm. So when you think of people who suffer from compassion fatigue, they're in the human services or human care fields. So
and they're typically empaths, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. So you see, you know, your first responders, nurses, doctors, counselors, military, social workers, people who their day-to-day responsibility is helping other people. But you also see it for some people who are like vets, who work with animals, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You see it a lot from them as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, just my, I think I really do suffer from a little of this because of all the stuff I'm involved in with the animal industry and, you know, PETA, Mercy for Animals, the SPCA, and the Dallas Animal
Plus
Services.
Plus you're a mom. I mean, I think moms can suffer from compassion fatigue,
definitely. Absolutely, yes, because whatever your child feels, you feel. And if your children aren't happy, there's no way you can be happy unless there's something wrong with you.
I mean, if you think about parents who have children who, you know, their kid may have some type of chronic illness or disability where they have to stay at home with their kid on a daily basis, I mean, there can be a sense of compassion fatigue for those parents.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Caregivers, probably parents, you know, I think of... you know, adults our age who are caring for their parents who have a chronic illness.
Yes. Maybe
it's like dementia or Alzheimer's, something that's really tough, you know.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bringing back memories there, Jill. Yeah, when my dad was, my mother died pretty quickly, unfortunately had a bad accident, fell and hit her head and brain tumor. But my father, you know, he really, at the end of his life, was so miserable. I did everything I could to try to help him, you know, compassionately to have more joy in his life, but it's very difficult and it does take a lot out of you.
And that's a population that's overlooked. If it's people who are caring for their parents who you know are ill or they're dying, that you know that it's overlooked the suffering that they experience in that process. I mean, it's a sense of secondary trauma for a lot of those people.
Yeah, and the financial stress too.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes, it is.
So are there certain people that are more likely to suffer from compassion fatigue? Like we talked about empaths. Is there any other types of personalities?
You just think of somebody who is very empathetic, someone who you know, for them, they love helping people and they're always trying to help people. So they put themselves where they take on the responsibilities and problems of other people. And as a result, they get to a point now where they start to realize, hey, I'm helping everyone, but where's my help? Where's my support? And you get to a point where they get desensitized to the issues and the problems that are, people suffer from around them, and they start to kind of shut down and they start to suffer. So, you know, when you're looking at that, you know, we want to talk about the five ways to kind of overcome compassion fatigue. So one of the things is get educated, right? So have an understanding of what's compassion fatigue and the symptoms. So we're talking about diminished sense of health, depersonalization, sleeping problems, things of that nature. Understand what the symptoms are. Secondary is self-care. Make sure you're practicing self-care, making sure you're taking care of yourself and you're aware of your needs and how important they are.
Okay,
for
when you say self-care, we're not talking about just a pedicure or manicure here, although that always helps. I'm not going to diminish the value of it.
Imagine
but.
You're taking care of your, you know, if you had a sick loved one in the house and you're with them almost 24/7, getting out of house for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Even for moms with young babies who have other kids around. I mean, that's like.
Absolutely.
Heaven on earth for hour time to go get a mani-pedi or something. Of
go do some shopping. Go watch a movie by yourself. Take some time to do something by yourself that you enjoy and that you're not doing for someone else.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing in self-care.
And I'm going to ask, I mean, you're a shrink. What about going and seeing a shrink? That's really self-care.
Yes. Yes. Going and seeing a shrink, that's very important. Talking to a therapist or talking to your friends, right? Because you can get the same process going out with your girls, having fun, being able to discuss things that you feel that are important.
Yeah. Okay. So how can you work to prevent compassion fatigue other than self-care?
So you think about this. You talk about setting emotional boundaries. So setting emotional boundaries, which would be number three on our list, is important because if you start to have an understanding for where your boundaries lie in the field that you're helping. So let's say I'm a therapist. And so I have to have an understanding of at what point does my my client's problem become my problem. And if their problem has become my problem, then I need to set a boundary there. Because if not, then I start to bleed over into their issues and now they overcome my life. So having emotional boundaries is very important when you're talking about compassion fatigue, but also developing a sense of resiliency, right? Which is number four on our list. Trying to make sure that you have an understanding of what's resiliency and how it can really help you. Trying to make sure that you have an understanding or you've developed certain skills to recognize, okay, how does this factor into my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this something that's permanent for me or is this something that's temporary? Trying to become a little more resilient. Those are things that also help. And then last, our final one would use positive coping strategies. And you mentioned this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being able to go out and go shopping or, you
I
know.
Didn't say shopping. I said Petty Manny.
Oh, Petty Manny.
Don't put me out there definitely. Shopping more than I already am.
Yeah.
No, I do love to shop. No question about it.
Well, I do think, I mean, I find that's ironic because I do think, I'm going to just call us out as women, that some women do use shopping as a coping mechanism, but it actually becomes
a problem.
Further problem for them. And they actually need some further like professional help because of it.
You need to
it.
Know when to shut her down.
Yeah, I mean, you need to recognize if that's a way that you cope that then is becoming another burden on yourself or your family.
Yeah, well, I joke that I mix my addictions up, so I'm never completely, totally out of control in any one area. But yeah, this is, and I think this too, this is my personal opinion, when you're dealing with, when you've got, you know, when you're like worn down, you have to hold other people accountable.
Yes.
If you're part of a family, you have a responsibility to do the right thing and take care of yourself and not I'm not going to say burden because it's not a burden to listen and care for the ones that you love, but you have a responsibility to get yourself well.
And you have a responsibility to take care of yourself. And it's not that necessarily that it's a burden, but sometimes if you don't understand where work ends and your personal life begins, then that's where the burden becomes because you didn't set those proper boundaries or you don't have a tool bag of coping skills, right?
Yeah.
You have to have multiple things in there that you could pull out at any time to help you.
Well, and this goes with what were you going to say, Jill?
I'm going to take it.
No,
well,
go ahead.
I'm thinking of the person because I feel like we all know this person that just always is almost like an overhelper. They're always finding the people or the
animals
that need help almost as like a point of distraction because it's like who they become. Back to the identity segment from before with Dr. Young, it's like they overhelp. They're over in people's business. There's no boundaries. They take on everybody else's stuff.
They have superhero mentality.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
well,
like,
but you know what? Some of that.
How do you handle that?
Well, that's one of the things I was going to go to because, you know, I get hit up a lot for taking animals, you know, at least once or twice a week. I'm the one that gets one of the first calls. Hey, I found this dog. Hey, I found this cat, you know? And I have too many animals. I had to draw the line. Like, it, that's it. I'm out of space.
But that's important was drawing that line. You're not the cat lady who has 12 cats. And
you were able to recognize
dogs.
That, though. But here's the thing. You were able to recognize that.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of people who don't recognize it. And they just keep taking on, whether it's animals, whether it's people with problems, whether it's immersing themselves in volunteer work, almost to the point that they're suffering. It becomes a burden on their extended family, but they just... They won't put up boundaries.
Yeah.
They won't step away. They have a hard time saying no. Yeah. They don't know how to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a word for that, codependent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and some people, they don't want to be labeled that, but, you know, you have to recognize where you're looking to solve other people's problems and you're not taking care of your own.
Yeah, there you go. Well, this was great. And I can't wait to record the podcast after the broadcast, after the show ends today. It'll be up probably in the next couple of days, but we're going to be talking about sex with robots, basically, right?
Yes, sex with robots. the wonderful world of robot sex.
I cannot wait. We've got more coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. Jill Lane is going to be talking about eating clean. You're listening to One Life Radio. In the shade of the freeway.
Gonna pack my lunch in the morning. Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Oh no, see you walking around like it's a funeral. You want to dance, Jill?
Always.
Jill loves to dance, just like me. We got a lot in common, actually. We love to dance. We love football.
We like LaCroix.
We like LaCroix. Regardless. We don't like sugar.
Right.
We like our Squatty Potty.
Yes. We like.
We were talking about Squatty Potty during the break because they're back. They've been a sponsor of the show for years. Okay. Sometimes that, you know, they take a few months off in the summer, but they're back. And, you know, I just have to, you know, I say this all the time, but I don't think people, you can't get really descriptive when you're talking about a Squatty Potty because you're talking about pooing, you know, and so it can be very gross to talk about. But I'll just say this, like, it is a total game changer. It is a total game changer. And you've said you've got a little boy, right?
Yes, how old is he? 4-year-old son.
Okay. He needs a Squatty Potty because it puts his legs in the correct position. And this goes for, you know, obviously both sexes, but the puborectorious muscle or whatever it is that gets released. Rectalis muscle. That gets released when your legs go up. We're the only country in the world that squats like that or doesn't squat like they do in most of the world. And they have lower toilets in Europe. What is the name of that brand? Tolo? Is that the name I'm thinking of? That's got the lower. I'm pretty sure that's it because they have bidets too. I have a Tolo. I have a Tolo toilet. And I still have my Squatty Potty. So, but yeah, they really, really work. So I want to let everyone know, a big shout out to all of our sponsors, Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is an amazing all plant-based raw vegan protein, and you can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King.
And Jill loves the bars.
And Jill loves the bars. The Soul Good that I gave her, the blueberry ones, the blueberry blasts, they're so good. But the H-Hemp Company is the one where you use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. CBD oil is amazing. No question about it. Do your homework. It's an amazing supplement that you can take daily. And of course, sunlight and infrared saunas, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And I want to remind everyone that the at Dallas Market Hall, there is the gluten-free and allergen-free or friendly expo here in Dallas, Texas on October 27th and the 28th. We will be there along with a lot of other people. So Jill Lane, eating clean. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her at jilllane.com or fuelingchampions.org on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions, on Twitter at Jill Lane CNC, Facebook.com, Jill Lane Fan. Is that right?
Wow. Okay. Thanks for the extra shout outs today. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's talk about eating clean. You hear clean all the time, and it seems like every big nutrition expert talks about eating clean. And what does it really mean?
It's like the discussion we had at the top of the show, like natural and synthetic. Everybody has their own definition. For me, it means that you recognize the words of everything on the ingredient panel in the food you're about to eat. Yeah. So it's chicken, apple, oats, salt, pepper, basil. Anything outside of that starts to get a little fuzzy. But the problem is that there's over 3,000 food additives that are allowed to be added to our food in the U.S.
Wow.
And it starts to get...
I thought it would be more than that. Only 3,000?
Really, yeah. Most of which are grass, generally recognized as safe. But of those, only a small fraction have been tested, like, do they harm our reproductive system if we consume them over time? So the bottom line is there's not a lot of control over those foods in those additives in long-term studies.
And so important to educate yourself.
So the bottom line is, we've talked about this so much, you just have to get really good at reading the labels of the food you consume. You cannot just go off of what the front panel looks like. And I brought something in because we talk about how we get duped all the time
by the
stuff that we buy.
Everybody
because
does.
There's like a pretty sun on it. It says all natural, as we've been talking about. It might even say organic. It might say non-GMO. But I had some family members in town, and my dad.
I love the color green on this. It's my color green.
Oh, for sure. Because that looks so healthy. Green just really makes you think.
I just want to eat it.
So, green represents safe health.
I brought in, and people can go look on my Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. In my story, I took a picture of what looks to be a syrup bottle. It's a popular brand, Log Cabin. They pretty much sell it everywhere. It has non-GMO on the label. It says all natural, but there's something really interesting about it. When you look at on there, does it say anywhere on that front panel, Bernadette, that is maple syrup? Maple syrup.
No.
If you're buying syrup, what are you thinking you're buying?
I didn't even think of that.
When you're buying syrup, what do you think you're buying?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Look at the ingredients. Is there maple syrup at all in that product?
Okay. Let me go.
Anywhere in the other ingredients, does it say it contains one drop of maple syrup?
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Maple syrup in that container.
Brown rice, which is sugar, water, sugar, brown sugar, natural flavor, xanthan gum, citric acid. This is junk. It's pure sugar.
Isn't that amazing?
No minerals, which is one of the
things.
Which
is what you get from maple syrup.
Right. Well, you know, the Bernie bars that I made, I put blackstrap molasses in them this morning.
Yeah,
those are the types
of
things.
Great source of iron.
Lots of iron, and the maple syrup has all the minerals. I actually have an uncle who was in the maple syrup business in Vermont for years and years. Yeah. My mom's brother, my Uncle Frank. But it made me think, okay, so on the front says Log Cabin, okay?
Yeah. All natural, non-GMO.
Absolutely. My Uncle Frank used to send these little miniature log cabins that you put these little smoke things in, and it would come through the chimney. They were so cute. But when you think of the word log cabin, you automatically think of maple syrup.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
It says all natural table syrup.
Yeah, so it's called table syrup.
And how much did you pay?
So a family member went and bought that for me. And my dad, so I asked I'm like, this is amazing. I wanted to show him because even I was like, oh my goodness.
Gosh.
He's like, yeah, I bought it because I had that non-GMO thing on there and it said all natural. I'm like, I would have too. I said, but this has zero maple syrup in it. And people say, well, maple syrup is just sugar. You're just trading one sugar for sugar. But the point is, have to read the label. Right.
And
you have to read the label.
Well, and you know what makes me mad is these companies are laughing all the way to the bank with this. They
Absolutely.
Think we're so stupid that we didn't even catch it. Yep. And you bought it yesterday too, didn't you, Lexi?
Yeah.
In what grocery store? Just curious.
Walmart.
In Walmart.
That one was from Tom Thumb. Yeah. So it's amazing.
That's
so
why I go to Natural Grocer.
It just goes back to... Hey,
I don't have one of those.
There's
and
not
Central
too
Market.
Many quote-unquote unnatural or synthetic ingredients actually in there when you read it. But my point is, you didn't get what you thought you were buying.
Wow.
And it took me literally not even 10 seconds to turn the bottle around, read the other ingredients like we talk about, and make sure that you can identify everything that's in it.
But that's better than like Aunt Jemima. So...
Right? I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean,
no, I'd say they're about the same.
This Aunt Jemima probably has like high fructose corn syrup. If I was, you know, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But in the end, it's better, but it might be better because high fructose corn syrup over time, you know, raises inflammatory markers and all sorts of other things. However, the point is you didn't buy what you thought you were buying.
Right. Absolutely.
And so it just reading the label.
So let me look. So, I'm going to test it. So let's see. Natural flavor. Okay. I'm going to pour some on my finger and see if it tastes like maple syrup. Ooh,
so
it's sticky.
When it
okay,
go, it, it looks, so I had some pure maple syrup at my house. My dad was being kind. He was making pancakes for my kids. So we just wanted to buy some to make sure. And we tasted them and it tastes
like maple
syrup. It tastes like it. But I'll tell you, when you have it next to 100% pure maple syrup, it doesn't. It's not the real deal. You can tell that it's not.
And no wonder
quite right.
Everybody has diabetes, and it's not everybody. I'm exaggerating to make a point, but
people
so many people
get pulled with the non-GMO label. They read
it.
Oh,
for
like,
sure.
Oh, it's safe. It's natural.
Yeah. It just goes back to listen. I think we talk about this so much, and you mentioned it in your segment too, Dwan. It's and Bernadette, take responsibility for your own health.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for your health. It's not your doctor. It's not anybody else. So when you go to the store, eating clean just means taking a second to look at what you're buying. Don't just go off what the package says, all natural, organic. There's a sunshine on it that makes it look really healthy. The coloring is right. They know what's going to appeal to your senses from a packaging standpoint. They spend millions of dollars of product advertising and development. But you need to turn it over and look for the things that we talk about the most. The top five things are the artificial flavors, the artificial colorings, the artificial sweeteners, and MSG. Those things are like the first to strike down the list. Do not buy anything with those, including high fructose corn syrup. After that, it's a longer education process to look for other chemicals, but you can just simply download, the Environmental Working Group's app to your phone. It's an amazing app. And if you love, like I was just on my way here, like, okay, I'm going to just pull up something random. I went into the bread category. I pulled up like Hawaiian rolls, and it gives you a scale from 1 to 10 if there's something to be flagged in that product, all the way down to how it was manufactured, 10 being bad, 1 being good. So you want to look for stuff 5 or under. And if the product you love is like between 5 and 10, they give you alternatives that have a lesser score. So you can start to just over time improve the food that you're buying and putting into your body.
I bought Hawaiian. I never buy these, but they had an organic brand. When I was at Natural Grocer, I cooked last night, made chicken yummalicious for my daughters. They were both sick. And then I made my Bernie bars this morning. It feels so good to be in the kitchen, especially this time of year. I just love to cook, and the smell of pumpkin and maple and all this. Real maple, not this. But, you know, you do have to be so careful. And you... or your father-in-law, whoever bought this, a family member, got totally duped. I would have too.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what makes me laugh too is because when I was shopping for syrups, they put all the organics on the very top. Like the pure maple syrup was on the very top, so you can hardly reach it.
And you're tall.
Yeah, I couldn't reach it. It was like the 100% maple syrup, and then the rest was all right in front of your eyes, which is all the crappy stuff.
Well, yeah, they pay for that product placement, too.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, listen, you don't want to get so bent out of shape. There's actually a term called orthorexia, where you are so in the weeds with how you eat that it's like a mental disorder. You're so into being too healthy that it rules your life, but you just want to take ownership and understand what you're putting in your body. And so that's what being clean means. Just know what you're eating.
Yeah.
Take ownership of it. If you want to choose to have a cookie, choose to have it, own it, move on, but eat stuff you can hunt, pick, grow, you know, the basics, and just limit the added chemicals. Buy stuff with the least amount of chemicals possible.
Jelaine, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I love it. I love what you brought in today. What a great show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or the podcast after the broadcast, and subscribe to our newsletter as well. Also, go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or to download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.